if you are waiting for the extraordinary moments to show up on camera, you are missing so much of that trust building and connection building content that matters so much more than the polished stuff.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting three times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically.
I am often telling small business owners that they need to share the behind the scenes of their business more. And the most common feedback I get from that is, but it's boring. I'm boring. Nobody cares. Well, if this is you, I want you to listen up, because as a small business owner, as a person running a business, we honestly have like a superpower that big brands don't have. We have this personal connection we can build with people. And that personal connection is what keeps people following us and cheering us on and wanting us to succeed. And if we don't give them that opportunity to care about our business, to see the behind the scenes, we're missing a huge opportunity. If you are waiting for the extraordinary moments to show up on camera, you are missing so much of that trust building and connection building content that matters so much more than the polished stuff, because that is what builds community and what makes people care. The reason why we think our business is boring behind the scenes is because we are doing it every day. It's familiar to us, but it's not familiar to everyone else. So even those small moments that you would kind of write off in your head as like no big deal, that's different for other people. For me, I find myself watching the morning behind the scenes of a bakery owner in Arizona. Her Instagram is Shay Peachy. And it is really, when you like break it down, really basic stuff. Mixing dough, rolling out cinnamon buns, cutting cinnamon buns. Like, none of that is groundbreaking, but it's interesting because like that's not what I do every day. And it builds that connection because like I feel connected to her story. She always shares it's like her morning shift. So often it's like a 4 a.m., 3 a.m. thing. And that's showing the behind the scenes. If all I saw from that account was the pretty like sweets and the fun content, like, I wouldn't be following. It's like, this is a bakery in Arizona. Maybe if I go back to Arizona, I'm going to find that bakery and I'm going to go to it because I've built this connection. But either way, I'm supporting her and like cheering her on because I'm getting to see that behind the scenes stuff. So for you, it feels like you see it every day. It feels normal, not impressive. And you might even assume that like other people already know about it. Like they understand the behind the scenes of your business, but they don't. Like this is not the life that they live. Even if they're like in a similar world, like your life looks different. The behind the scenes of your business is different and it deserves to be shown. I don't want you to undervalue what comes naturally to you. Like these routine things still matter. It builds trust, it builds connection, and it builds confidence in working with you, because that showing your process is that proof of what you do. And showing the non-glamorous behind the scenes really builds that connection, and people buy from people. They want to support the businesses that they feel connected to. So by not sharing it, you're missing that big opportunity for that connection. So my challenge for you this December is to try some non-glamorous day in the life behind the scenes content. I find a behind the scenes day in the life is a great way to start with this, because you're just filming little clips as you go. The hardest part is going to be actually remembering to do it for a full day. So setting alarms on your phone or reminders can be really helpful, but just grabbing those little clips of making your coffee, turning on your computer, printing off invoices, cleaning up your workspace, whatever it looks like for you, getting the spa ready for clients, making products, grabbing those little video clips throughout the day and then time stamping them in a reel. Like, come get, like, spend the day with a maker in December, or spend the day with a massage therapist whose clients are all trying to use their benefits before the end of the year. Like, this content is simple. Honestly, the hardest part of it is remembering to film the content, is it like to get the clips throughout the day. So even if it's like just a couple clips, like, don't let the wanting it to be perfect stop you from posting it. Because even if it is a handful of clips versus 20, the handful is still valid and still connection building. It still shows the behind the scenes of your business. And this type of content, this behind the scenes content, is great because it has no like expiry date. And it's something that you can replicate and repeat often. And I don't want you just to do it once and say, well, this didn't perform well, I'm never doing it again. I want this to be something that you are playing with and trialing and looking for different opportunities. So starting by capturing that content, even if you think it's boring, if you're like, no one cares about me printing invoices, but I want you to start just by getting the habit of doing it. And then for sure this month in December, posting some kind of day in the life or behind the scenes, whether it's one appointment, one day, one order, walking people through that process through a bunch of clips. It can have trending audio attached to it, or it can just be without audio and just the audio of the clips. That is, it's like a nice break in people's feed sometime to have that like real life, real sounds audio. Another like bonus idea I'll just add in here too is I've been loving seeing some clips of the quote unquote boring work, the detailed, the slow pieces, using that as a reel and having it be long, like 30 seconds, 45 seconds of this like continuous one clip of doing this work in your business with the text on screen, real-time video of me working to fix your attention span. Or like, can you make it through this 30-second clip of me doing XYZ in my business? And it's a fun way to show the behind-the-scenes process and like fight back a little bit about our like short-form video content. And it's just a fun idea. So there's two ideas for you to roll with for your behind-the-scenes, your quote-unquote boring content. You're going to do a day in the life and you're going to do a longer clip of that process and challenge people to watch the end of it, because I'm a competitive person, so you better believe I'm gonna make it to the end of that video. So I want you to start by filming those clips and get those videos posted this December. Share them with me on social at Social Cat Media so I can hype you up, because I promise it's not boring. It's really interesting for people outside of your business. And if you're looking for more ways to share that quote-unquote boring content in new, fun, and effective ways, the Social with Cat Club is always open and ready for you.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.